All right. In that case, I will crank up the volume to make sure that it picks up you. Say something.
Hello, I'm saying something.
Cool. I can see you. Or your spikes, at least. All right. So, you had said...
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Rena Jenkins and Cantorina Have Weird Ideas.
They're lovely ideas.
Calicuria requested this, requested for winning a round of Podfic Never Have I Ever, which if you're not on Twitter, is just this like random thing I periodically run on Twitter, with no warning and no fanfare. It just happens.
You just have to be awake at the right time. She was the first to
do the most Never Have I Evers. And she requested a 5 to 10 minute meta or not fic, on a topic of my choice. And so I was looking through her ITPE letter since we're in the wind down of that. And I had this idea of combining Young Wizards and the Fast and the Furious movies.
Oh, it's been such a long time since I've done anything Young Wizards. Like, I ate those books up. And I loved, the fact that her name was a pun. But it has been a while. Fast and the Furious is a little more familiar or fresh in my memory on this end.
I'm a little fresher on Young Wizards, so it's a good combination.
Excellent. I also remember that there was a computer that grew legs, and it was like her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's Doreen's guide. It's her manual.
Lovely. All right, so are we doing Fast and the Furious characters who have sort of like, oh shit, now I have to do this? Like,
yeah, I know. Like, which of the Fast and the Furious characters is fighting against entropy?
You would almost
reconcile that with such a violent canon.
Oh, jeez. You'd almost think it should have been Brian because he's a cop and that's all about order. But I don't think he's a good fit for that.
Actually do that.
No, I know. He's not a good fit for that. Something like it runs in the family and Brian, like, thinks that's his way to get it or something. I don't know. Maybe Mia? Mia doesn't get enough love.
Or maybe Letty?
Letty's good.
I was thinking of Letty.
Okay, talk to me.
That's all I got.
I have to refresh all of my Young Wizards, like, background information.
Okay, so Young Wizards is, like...
It's been such a while.
Yeah, at usually around 12 or 13, you find something that offers you the choice to be a wizard. And if you swear the oath, you become one. And the younger you are, the more powerful you are, right?
That's right.
Part of the reason Doreen was offered the choice at a very young age and was absurdly powerful. And the whole shtick is that you're fighting a battle against, you're trying to slow entropy.
Wait, hang on. Am I thinking of a different series then? Who is it that... Her last name was 10-11, and her nickname was 9. Because 9, 10, 11. Is that not these books?
I don't think that's this series, then.
All right, hang on. So I got to double-check who that is. But I did read the Young Wizards books. I'm double-checking the Wikipedia. I definitely read these books. There was a computer that grew legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Doreen's manual was... a laptop that got more person-like as the series went on.
Okay. All right. I remember Kit. I do remember Kit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But now I'm going to have to figure out where 9, 10, 11 is from. If anyone remembers that while you're listening to this and you want to be like, hey, you totally spaced on this, here's why. I I'm sorry, though, just for one second. According to the Wikipedia, Doreen is known for being obsessed with all things Star Wars and wants to be a Jedi.
Yeah, she would have a fuck. Does she want to be a Jedi or does she want to be, like, a Sith? Pan 11 is a series of juvenile supernatural mysteries by Bruce Coville.
Okay.
Or sorry, Nina 1011.
Yes, okay. It was Bruce Coville. Same time period for me then. All right. I was definitely reading all of these, like My Teacher is an Alien and all of those ones at the same time.
I was a sixth grade alien.
Oh, you showed me that vid. All right, so wait. Young Wizards, that's the point of this. Young Wizards, baby Letty. Or does Letty come into her power sort of late so she's not... I don't know. This would definitely be pre-canon, right? Obviously, because that's the thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely all sorts of reasons the powers that be make wizards or offer people the choice to be wizards when they do. So why did they offer it to her late, given that even by the time you're like in your late teens, your power levels have already decreased drastically? Like, what is it specifically about Letty that they needed?
Oh. Is it like she stumbles into it accidentally?
Doesn't work that way. You get offered the choice by the powers that be.
Whether or not you are ready for it. It's not like
you want to. Do you want to help?
Okay.
Ugh. It's not that direct, but that's how it works.
I don't know enough about Letty's backstory. Like, why would she say yes to something like that?
I mean, it's not even, it's literally presented as like the way it happened for Nita, was she found a library book called So You Want to Be a Wizard. And then she swore the oath that was in the front of the book. And it turned out all the spells in the book were true once she swore that oath.
But then wasn't it like, now you have to use your powers to fight a something or other, and it's like suspiciously good timing?
Yeah, it's all part of the oath, right? Here, let me look up the Young Wizard's Oath for you.
Because I feel like this is the kind of thing, not to say that, like, Letty is self-centered or anything like that, but, like, there's got to be something in it for you to, whether you're, like, saying the oath in sincerity or not. And why would she... Because part of the oath is, like, you're willing to put your life on the line or you're willing to step in when it's
I'll read it for you.
Okay.
I assert that I will employ the art, which is its gift in life's service alone, rejecting all other usages. I will guard growth and ease pain. I will fight to preserve what grows and lives well in its own way. I will change no object or creature unless its growth or life or that of the system of which it is part are threatened. To these ends, in the practice of my art, I will put aside fear for courage and death for life, when it is right to do so, till universe's end. Do you think Letty, if you don't feel like Letty would swear that oath, then we can switch to a different character.
No. I'm just trying to figure out, like, I could absolutely see her picking something up and being like, oh, wow, this is a fun gag. And then like, oh shit, now I'm actually have to be responsible for what I said I would do. You know? And I'm just trying to figure out, like, what that...
and there are consequences if you don't follow the oath, right? Like, if you start misusing your magic, you lose it, and you forget you ever knew it. Hmm. But you'll know forever that something is missing.
What do I remember of this book? I remember there was something where they were, like, on a planet of silicon, and then the baby computer with legs made, like, a whole race of other beings out of silicon.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, that was a good one, too.
So I can see Letty using...
That's
yeah. using it to soup up her machine or whatever. But, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Letty doesn't get enough love, but at the same time, I have far fewer sort of, like, headcanons about her than I do about Dom or Mia. So.
We can do Mia.
Well, no, this is good. It's something.
I'm really rusty. I haven't watched the movies since I was assigned to you in 2015.
They're not something you forget. That much neon.
And I'm two movies behind.
Ah, it's okay. The Fate of the Furious was not my favorite. Parts of it were good.
I know everything I need to know about those movies. Fast Cars.
Found the Family. Rock.
Gal Gadot. She was Gal Gadot.
Yep, she was pretty great.
I still love Tokyo Drift. Fight me.
How does entropy act on the world? Is it through, like, an avatar kind of situation? Is it, like...
So, the structure of this universe is that one of the powers that be went rogue, basically, and is now, like, championing entropy.
Okay.
And a thing that happens when every species is born is he offers I don't think he's called the Dark One. I can't remember.
Wikipedia says it's the Lone Power.
The Lone Power, thank you. The Lone Power offers them a choice. And depending on how they react to that choice, how they interact with it, determines how long they will live, a.k.a. their relationship with entropy.
Hmm.
The only species that did not immediately make a choice at its birth were dogs, because they said, we'll do what humans do.
Aww.
Dogs are good. Dogs are very good. And that's what Doreen's whole arc is when she, with the silicone planet you're remembering?
Right.
She's there for the birth of that species. And she helps them make their choice.
Okay.
And then, of course, entropy is just a fact of life, and that's acknowledged, but wizards are constantly working to push back against it.
By doing what? I remember there was something that was like, there's a lot of metaphors about world ending and stuff, but it's not like now you're fighting a person who is like imbued with the powers of this other person or whatever. Not like in the Immortals War books or anything like that.
Yeah, so like sometimes it's stuff as mundane as like cleaning up the New York Harbor.
Okay. There was something with whales, right? There was something about whales.
Yeah. There's a whole book about whales. Nita makes friends with a wizarding whale. Most species have wizards. Some have more than others, but they're definitely whale wizards. They're great. One of Nita's good wizarding friends is Sri, who's a humpback whale.
Nice. Okay.
Right?
Yes,
but and then other times it's like literally trying to foil some scheme by the lone one.
Okay. So what if it's like Letty gets, she does the oath, she gets her powers, she's a child, she grows up, now it's Fast and the Furious timeline, her powers have decreased. She can't do the kind of, like, big, flashy shit that she could, right?
No.
But part of, like, one of the things that happens in, like, movie 3 or something is in reaction to her trying to stop something. Like the going undercover and then everyone thinks you're dead.
Ooh, yeah. So wizards usually specialize, okay. Especially as they get older and their power levels decrease, but their knowledge increases, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like some of the older wizards end up becoming like regional wizards. And they often end up mentoring the new generations. And I don't feel like that's something that's Letty's role.
No.
I think Letty is probably considered a bit of a loose cannon, but is probably really phenomenal with technology.
Yes.
She's like Kit, right? Kit is also, I don't know if we can call him a technomancer, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I think Letty is in the same vein. Letty speaks to tech real well. And maybe specifically to cars.
Okay. And maybe some of the existing wizard community is like, you know, maybe no one's going to say it to her face, but like, a lot of the shit you do is not exactly on the right side of the law. Maybe you're tainted.
And she's saying, maybe the law's on the wrong side of entropy.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe it's that thing, too, where, like, in the circles Letty moves in, the cars all just run a little better.
Yes.
They're all just a little more efficient, you know?
Oh. Did Dom and Mia know about it? Because they all grew up together.
You're not supposed to tell.
Okay. But maybe when Dom is, like, planning heists, he doesn't know why, but he knows that whenever Letty's on it, so-and-so is going to run a little faster, run a little better. So he takes that into account with his planning.
Of course, yeah.
But, like, he doesn't know what it is. So I then mean, when they have that...
that she's a genius mechanic, you know?
Yeah, and when they have that falling out... Like, slash...
His cars get mad about it.
Oh. Plus, then, like, in the bit where he thinks Letty is dead and he's planning stuff without her involved, he's still sort of, like, subconsciously... putting allowances in for, like, he's expecting the cars to do the thing that Letty made them do. Mm-hmm. And then they don't, and then that's when things go wrong.
It's not even, I wouldn't even characterize it as, like, Letty making them do anything. It would be, like, Letty talking them into or giving them the tools to, you know?
But, like, they're not going to do their best work if she's not there.
Especially if they're mad at Dom.
Oh, okay.
Because cars that are as loved as those cars acquire their own sentience.
Ooh, so maybe it's the, oh wait, hang on, actually I think I've changed my mind again about things, about what this is. So Letty's an adult, her power has decreased, but her speciality has increased, right? So she's really good at what she, the small things that she can do, and she can make it just as effective in certain ways. As, yeah, like, raw power.
I think Letty's probably one of the, like, in this part of space, Letty's probably one of the best technomancers.
So what happens when she gets, have you seen Six?
Yes.
So what happens when she gets amnesia?
Interesting.
Right? Because the power is there, but she doesn't know what it is. So she doesn't know to guard against sharing that information, but also she doesn't know what it is and she doesn't know why it's doing the thing. Does that change the way her power interacts with the world around her?
It wouldn't necessarily do that. It wouldn't change the nature of her power, but that's a good question.
'Cause she's...
I feel like she would still absolutely have an affinity for technology and not necessarily understand that it's unusual, mm-hmm, in the nature of it. I'm also trying to, like, did she lose her memory as part of a plan to fight the lone power? Was it blowback from a mission gone wrong fighting the lone power?
So what if the lone power was acting through what's-his-face, the drug smuggler, Braga, in...
Absolutely.
In 4, right? So she's going, yep, up against him, and then... The lone power thinks it's taken her out of the playing field when the whole car explosion, Letty is dead, oh shit, well she's got amnesia, well that's good enough.
Yeah, that works.
So it's not worried about her. And it's not...
And in fact, maybe because she's in service of Braga, maybe she's even lost her magic.
But she's undercover, it's not real.
Okay, so she's undercover?
Yeah, Brian... I can't remember the details of that. Okay, so Brian sends her undercover as a driver to see basically how Braga's getting the drugs in and out of the... over the border. And then Braga finds out that she's not loyal to him, that she's a mole. And he arranges the accident that, at the time of four, we all think killed her. And then it turns out that Jason Statham's little brother is like, actually, she was in a coma and then amnesia, and then I took her. And he's not Braga's lieutenant, but he is sort of a co-conspirator type person. He has done work with Braga.
Right, and she's working with them. Right. She doesn't remember she is against them.
Oh, so then at that point, does she think the oath is real, right? That, or rather, her loyalty to this new guy who is in the Lone Powers service.
Yeah, and maybe she doesn't... I don't think she'd lose her magic in the way that you would if you deliberately turned away from it, right?
Right.
Like, there's no complete loss of it, and then that sense, and that forgetting, and that sense of loss forever. But I think she does have that sense of loss, and I think the powers that be are like, we're going to have to fix this. The powers that be are going to have to fix it. So how do they fix it? I don't think they'd punish her in this case and like take away her power, but how do they fix it?
She'd have to be brought back to herself.
So how do they arrange for her family to find her again?
Oh, because in six, it's... what's her name from two? Eva Mendez's character, who's like, oh, look what I found on a surveillance camera. And she drops the surveillance footage on the Rock's desk, and the Rock is like, I'm going to take this Dominic Toretto and get a favor out of him. So Is Eva Mendez's character also a wizard?
I'm hesitant to make a cop a wizard.
Okay.
But that's, yeah.
Or?
Maybe the person who found the footage.
Yeah.
But yeah, or that could just, maybe that's just the powers that, it's not a coincidence they found that footage. The powers that be made sure that they would.
Yes. Okay. Maybe the camera wasn't really on or something. Like, in other circumstances, if it hadn't been Letty who was caught on film, that camera wouldn't have worked.
Ooh, yeah.
It's Letty interacting with the... Oh, okay, so what if the cameras were supposed to have been knocked out as part of the... fucking Jason Statham's little brother's character, whose name I can't remember. As part of the job that they were doing, the cameras were knocked out. But yeah. Letty's... sheer her impact when she walks through, like the camera wakes up and it wants to see her.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Right? Oh. And that's how it gets her back on the radar of her family to bring her back to herself.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Right? Oh, that's cute. Okay. And it's not something she did consciously, but like maybe that's something. Like, as they keep sort of traveling and being one step ahead of Interpol or whatever, that the, I gotta look up his name. Jason Statham's little brother. Fast Six villain. Fast Six villain. That is not who I'm looking for. But anyway, so maybe while his crew is doing like their sort of pre-major heist that will disarm all of the things and do all the terribleness. Maybe it's Fast Seven? No. Oh, this is bugging me.
We don't have to tie up every detail now.
It's bugging me what his name is. I can't keep calling him Jason Statham's little brother, because in real life he's not. You sure? Shaw. His name was Shaw. Little brother Shaw. So basically, pre-Dom and Brian and Mia finding Letty, right? Shaw's doing all of these mini heists. And he thinks that he's knocked out all the, you know, the cameras, and he's taken all the security measures and the tech stuff. But then every time Letty walks onto the scene... the camera wakes up and it wants to see her. Or the security system turns over and it wants to, like, say hello. And it's leaving a trail. But it's, and that's how The Rock and DDS is able to track them, right? But
I love it.
It's not anything that Shaw can, like, pinpoint. Because you can see on his end of things, it looks like all of the hacking and whatever has been done correctly. It looks like everything's offline.
Yeah, and it was offline.
It's just that they were also awake and aware and wanting to say hello. So it throws, like, a little bit of a wrench in the plan because, and maybe that's how Dom recognizes, like, that it's really, really Letty. And not, like, The Rock being like, okay, here's what you want to see.
Yeah.
And then in that big chase scene where Brian goes after Shaw and Dom goes after Letty and they do, like, racing through and then Rita Ora does the flag drop and everything, right?
Uh-huh.
Does Letty's influence mean that, well, I mean, the car that Dom's driving isn't the Charger. It's not, like, it's one that he basically picked up in Europe. So it might not be. Like,
it's a perfectly good car, but it's not up to his usual standards.
Right. And Letty's driving one that's been with her for a while now.
Yeah, I bet the car knows Letty.
Yeah.
And maybe the car is what helps Letty. As, like, her memories start trickling back at some point, right? I can't remember.
After Dom, like, sort of boxes her in a cul-de-sac kind of thing, like, he pulls her over to the side of the road, neither one of them wins the race.
Yeah.
And then maybe he confronts her. Maybe
as the memories start trickling back in, she can start hearing the car talk to her, too.
Oh. But if she doesn't remember, then maybe that makes her more afraid to get close because she thinks
that she's, it's like, what the fuck, a car is talking to me.
Yeah.
And, like, cars can have, like, a sentience, but they're not necessarily super smart. They can be, but they're not necessarily. So, like, maybe the car doesn't understand why she doesn't understand. Like, it knows something was wrong, but it's like, well, you're better now.
Oh. She's like, no, this is not what a better sounds like.
I feel like at some point there needs to be contact with another wizard.
Oh.
To help her put all this together. Maybe one of the local regionals pops in. But there aren't a lot of established European wizards. There's, like, some books in Ireland and the planetaries in Russia. But I feel like at some point someone drops in, or maybe someone else in the series is also secretly a wizard.
I don't know. Or maybe
there is no contact. Maybe.
Because there is that, well, there is that scene where Letty goes up to Shaw and she's like, I'm starting to remember things. Are you? And she kind of tests him a little bit. And then he feeds her that story about how.
Wait, I have an idea.
Okay.
Maybe even though he doesn't know what it is, maybe Dom has had her manual all this time.
Oh, he's been wearing her cross.
How could the cross be a manual? I guess is that how she, maybe her cross is what she talks to interface with the manual.
And that's how
they bring Letty home.
Yes. Oh, and there is that really, oh, wait, hang on. There's that scene in the reconciliation, right? Part of what, because Dom's been shot and he's bleeding through his wife beater and Letty's on the hood of her car and she's like, I don't know you. And Dom's like, but I know you and I know everything about you. And he takes off the cross that he's been wearing this whole time, right? And he gives it back to her.
Oh, yeah, and then she can actually talk to her manual, and it just is like, Yeah, that's great. I love that. And it can't fix her memory loss magically, but like it is a missing piece, right? That
yes.
He's given her back.
Yeah, it can't restore her lost memories because some of that like is just plain physical. The neurons were destroyed, so you're not getting those memories back. But yeah, it can kind of give her
okay, you're hearing this car talk to you. Yeah, that's a normal thing for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Okay, I gotta go do family stuff, but this is wonderful, and can you send me the file, please?
Yes. In conclusion, eventually at the end of 6, she gets a little bit of her memory back, but not everything, because that's how it ends, but she comes
home. That's very compatible with Young Wizards' style of magic. Magic doesn't solve all your problems.
It just makes cars go faster.
It just makes life a little better.
Oh.
Thanks, Marissa.
I like it. All right, I'll send this to you in a minute.
Bye.